Get naked with the Can Man. Uh-oh.
The Can Man.
Live from Canville's musty basement,
right.
It's the Can Man Show.
Welcome to the Can Man Show. Geeky, nerdy fun with four guys I know. Chad, Kevin, Butters, Jamie, and Tim. I just can't wait for the show to begin. Welcome to the Can Man Show. 50 episodes down and more to go. I just can't wait for the show to begin. I have so much fun listening. Nerdgasm. The Can Man Show is a coming right at you. Geeky, nerdy fun with a guest interview. Come here to get news or chat with Butters and Stalker. Or get your weekly fill of that Luke Skywalker. They're a lovable, huggable group of guys. The ladies be melting when we be walking by. Discussing the movies, the updates on sci-fi. The strong and handsome and sometimes shy. But always fly. Sometimes shy. The Can Man guy.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. Joining me tonight, as always, well...
The Jews.
Hey, where the heck you been? Oh, I forgot right off the beginning.
Wow, thanks.
Where have you been, Kevin?
I've been sick for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
we kind of pointed that out last week.
So I might have a little scratchy throat and everything.
Was it a tumor?
It was a tumor in my throat.
Insert Arnold impression here.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Man, I left you an opening. You were supposed to,
No. Yeah.
I don't feel that good still.
I mean, I'm not laughing at your sickness. If I'm not that sort of a heartless bitch. But
yeah, but I had a few things to cheer me up at home, so.
Oh.
You know, like. Brand new LCD TV.
Yeah.
All that, so.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
That's cool. You got a new toy. A couple new toys.
Yeah, got a PlayStation 3.
How many Xbox games did you trade in to get that? So you didn't pay any cash at all. You just traded games for it.
Exactly.
A brand new PS3.
Brand new.
How many games would you say you traded in?
God, I don't know. I had a big, huge Rubbermaid. I had a big, huge Rubbermaid tub completely filled.
So. Nice.
But a lot of the games I picked up, like, real cheap, you know, because I always was looking for deals and everything, so.
Yeah.
Disclaimer, Kevin paid full price for every game he traded in.
No, he didn't.
Kevin, I don't pay full price copies, no.
Yeah.
But, I mean, God, I don't think I ever really pay full price. I either buy it on Amazon or used or whatever, so.
I always do because I always have to get release date delivery.
And back again after a bit of a hiatus, Corey, our token gay guy, Osborne.
Hello, everybody.
How's it going?
It's going all right.
I love you,
it's
man.
It's going all right. I have not been sick, but I have been playing a lot of Xbox.
You have been.
So
I noticed you got the Jebediah beard still.
Yes.
It looks pretty Amish-tastic.
It's getting there.
It doesn't quite work as well as Dan-tastic, but...
Nah.
No. No, and Dan's back, Dan Alpers.
Hiya.
How you doing?
Wonderful.
Good?
Absolutely wonderful. And, it's St. Patrick's Week.
The Can Man Show man whore, Corey Jordan.
Cock and balls. I would like to be the show's token straight Corey.
And, you know, I purposely
think we
had...
we can arrange that.
I purposely had both Coreys on tonight in honor of...
the dead Corey.
My man crush when I was a little boy. I mean, if I was ever going to be gay, it was going to be for Corey Haim.
Really? Haim over Feldman? Really?
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 Lucas, man.
I don't know.
Totally. He did it for me and Lucas. No, it was actually Cary Grant.
He was a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, it was Cary Grant.
You know what? They say that, and it's never true.
So we lost Corey Haim this week, and
we didn't lose him. We know where he is.
He's dead.
6 feet under.
Yeah, not yet.
Did they get the tox screen back? Was it?
They're not ruling out.
Lots and overdose. Lots of drugs.
But you know, actually, he was on the straight and narrow for a while there, and he had the flu, is what I was reading.
I heard Amy Winehouse quit drugs too.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Didn't help freeze over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gonna miss you, Corey. But I had both Corys here today, so, you know, just don't want to lose you guys.
Well, so are we going to get, like, the Blu-ray version of...
License to Drive?
Lost Boys 2?
Heck yeah.
Lost Boys 2?
I actually watched the first half hour
Lost Boys
before through coming here tonight.
The new Tribe? I don't think Haim was in that, was he?
No, he
was
Feldman. In the end.
Feldman
he,
was.
He did make a cameo. Yeah, they did finally get him a cameo. He wasn't going to be, but they got him a cameo.
He was ready to act, and he was advertising in the magazines.
Yeah. He's like, I want to act, and I want to be in this remake. But, yeah, he was awesome in, what was that movie we saw? Crank 2?
He was in
was
Crank 2?
Yeah, he was. Yes, he was
yes,
in Crank 2.
Yes, he was.
Yeah,
well, who was he in Crank 2?
He was the redneck guy. The redneck boyfriend. Yeah, I think so. He was awesome in Crank 2.
He's memorable, I guess.
I remembered him. Huh. I'm like, oh my God, that's Corey Haim. He's alive.
Yeah, well, that's
always
true.
And then a stroke of irony.
Yeah. And, you know, another stroke of irony, Peter Graves. You ever seen a grown man naked?
Oh,
tell me, do you like Gladiator movies?
That is just sad. That was a funny man right there.
Yeah. Well, the movie that I remember him in was Stalag 13, which is what they based Hogan's Heroes on.
Yep.
Awesome movie. I think it would make a great stage play. I think it was, but I've been trying to get the Theater Cedar Rapids to consider doing that. At least I was before the flood. Like, you guys need to really find this and do it, because I totally want to do that show. But Peter Graves had an awesome character in there. I'm not going to ruin it because if I tell you what he did, he would be a spoiler. But
was he the Stalag or the 13?
No, he was one of the GIs in there. And but anyway, so tip one for Peter Graves this week too. So
yep,
one for me and one for my homies.
Exactly. So I wanted to thank everybody for picking up their Girl Scout cookies. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
At least you didn't break my legs when you're going after the money.
I want my $14.
Yeah, remember, bring the money for the cookies.
Did I say that, or did my wife say that?
Your wife.
Yeah.
If he was going after anybody, it was me, because I ordered 14 boxes.
Wow.
Yeah. What did you get? Was it all one? Or
oh, no, but I got, like, half of it was the Caramel Delights, because those are my favorite. Yeah. You know, and you're freeze them, and they last all year, except...
You're reselling those, aren't you?
Oh, no.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, does it look like I buy cookies to resell? Honestly.
That's a lot of cookies.
That is a lot of cookies. So, Corey, you're in the hot seat tonight. It's a new addition to the Can Man Show studio. The stool seat's up above. So when we have people here, he's sitting on the stage that we got for Zoe's rock star, pop star birthday party. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to work that into the basement somehow. So
I like it.
Got some bar stools from Ryan and Lori, so thank you to Ryan and Lori for the bar stools. I was hoping to have Wild Neff here tonight, but they didn't answer my emails. So, sorry, George. Sorry, Wes. Sorry, Brian. Sorry.
We'll have them on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'll get them on Wednesday.
Yep.
But they won't be in the studio. Maybe I'll get them on the studio later this year.
Where?
Because, of course, it's their busiest time of year, and I asked them, you know, last week, you know, just hadn't heard back from them.
You'll probably catch them in front of one of the bars.
Yeah, probably.
Stay somewhere.
Yeah, well, no, I'm sure I'll run into
on Wednesday.
What's that?
Where are they playing on Wednesday?
They are playing at
First Avenue Live, 7 p.m. $10 cover.
Yeah, but they'll also They'll also be playing, right after the parade, probably at the Five Seasons Center or the Crown Plaza. They usually have a Sapadapaso wrap up party, and I think they do a little performance there too. Maybe I'm wrong. I think they did them last year.
Well, last year, didn't we see him in front of that bar?
Oh, yeah. We saw him at the Copa. The Koopa. It's kind of the staging point for the Sapadapaso St. Patrick's Day Parade, which I will be with Chuck again this year. I don't know if we'll be starting at 5 o'clock in the morning like we did last year because
you better not be.
Doesn't have a TV.
5 o'clock is still 4 o'clock right now.
Yeah. Well, last year we did. We started at 5 o'clock in the morning. Listen to the episode. It's called Luck of the Irish. It's a great episode. It's a lot of fun. Features the music of Wild Nept and intermixed with interviews with Chuck, myself, and pretty much most of the Sapadapaso people that helped organize last year's parade. So, I'll be all over downtown. So if you see me, say hi, give me a big hug, and tell me, unless it's one of you guys in the room, you should give me a big hug anyway. You know, say you heard it on the show.
If Kevin starts humping your leg, it's usually best if you
and
just
Kevin
let him finish.
Will hump your leg. So, because he'll be with me for at least part of the morning. I think I'm starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, going to go to Riley's Cafe for breakfast, about a little after 8. So that'll be the where we start, and then going to head over to the Koopa.
It's the 8-bit restaurant.
Buddha, Buddha, Buddha.
Your food comes out flat on the plate in 16 colors.
Yep.
Wow. And, everybody listening to this now has the same song stuck in their head all day long.
Yeah, anyway. So the Koopa is where I'll probably be. If, you know, good chance you'll find me. If you have a parade in the Stop It Episode, you know, parade.
You float?
If a float, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah,
oh,
if you got a float in the parade.
Okay, I can't
talk
lately.
If you got a parade in the float.
If you got a float in the parade.
I know some guys like that.
Anyway, so last night, Kevin and I were running around, and we stop at Taco Bell, okay? And all we wanted to order was a large Mountain Dew and a medium Diet Pepsi.
Hey, you got it right that time.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you do it then?
I ordered it like six times.
He was entering
times.
A parade into the parade.
And I told the guy, I said, hey, man, I'm sorry. I'm on drugs. This is what I want.
The guy's probably like, oh, yeah,
shut up
wonderful.
And listen to my
order. Does anyone here know the number to 911?
This is Taco Bell. He's like, okay, who isn't on drugs going to Taco Bell? So,
well,
but anyway, I apologized to the guy and I said I was sorry.
First you said, okay, I want a large Mountain Dew and a medium Mountain Dew. No, wait. I want a large Mountain Dew and a medium Mountain Dew.
Junior Western Bacon Cheese.
No, let me get that right.
Junior!
No, I want a medium Mountain Dew and a large Mountain Dew. Wait a minute.
And I'm like, sitting there, I swear to God, I had a stroke.
I'm on the other side of the car going,
come on.
Diet Pepsi! Medium Diet Pepsi.
And a filet-o-fish sandwich because it has less calories because it's fish.
Filet-o-fish sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, Christ. I never seen somebody have stage fright like that.
I didn't have stage fright. I'm like, oh, my God.
Excuse me.
Are you having a bottle of water? All right.
It's like, how can I help you?
No, Chad, I just wanted to be closer to you.
I know you did. But anyway.
Sometimes when we touch. Oh, hey, but we got everything straightened out.
Wow.
Yeah, we did. That so, was awesome. Anyway, I'm having a tough time talking lately. Hmm. And, you know, that's what I do for a living. So it's weird. I'm talking to people on the phone. I'm, like, saying one thing and meaning another. I'm like,
yeah. Are you using inappropriate words?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I hope not.
Well, he was the
now they're
going to
go back
tonight.
And listen to my calls.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That's all they do.
So,
if your quality scores start declining, you probably
you
should.
You, like, pick a word every day and try and work that word into every call.
It'd be like an episode of Pee Wee Herman
meow.
Only.
Meow.
Meow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what you're going to want to do is...
Did you say meow?
No.
No.
Meow. Why would I say meow?
Meow, your insurance doesn't cover that right there.
So, Dan, one of the topics I wanted to cover tonight, I've been watching a lot of BBC, Channel 4, British television. Not just BBC, because that just encompasses a few channels.
Right.
I caught the last episodes of Red Dwarf.
The most recent
Back
one?
Back to Earth.
Back to Earth, yep.
Yeah. I gave them to you before. I mean, I let you have them before.
Yep.
And I never watched them, and I finally did. So that I thought that was pretty good. I ended up watching all the seasons of the It Crowd. The IT Crowd.
I'm going to get into that show.
Yeah, I like
went
that.
Home, watched a few previews after talking about it. Yeah, that was...
That is... And I've been... My wife's like, you're starting to talk like him. You got to stop watching. You got to
take
a break.
Oh, yeah, you'll pick it up.
You're starting to pick up that accent. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not. You know, I'm like...
And it's not even just the accent. There's terminology that they'll
the
use.
The crisps.
Or,
would you get me the crisps?
Or...
Oi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me some crisps and go to the flat.
You'll start calling them crisps. You'll start calling them biscuits and people
start going
will...
to the loo.
Yeah.
Going to the loo.
Yeah. On a lorry.
Take the lorry to the store.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See,
Shat on a turtle.
It's crazy, man.
Shat on a turtle.
Bangers and mash.
I watched another really awesome show called Doc Martin. It's a London surgeon who goes to a... He quits being a surgeon. And he goes back to this village that he lived in when he was a little kid. And he's a real a-hole. I mean, he's just... tells you what's on his mind, so it comes off as a real prick. And everybody's there is, you know, small town. Everybody knows everybody, knows everybody's business. There's the town plumber, the whole thing. And he's this no-nonsense guy who wants stuff done and doesn't take any crap. Well, come to find out, you know, he does have a heart. And you just kind of got to watch the show to get a little bit into it. But the reason he's no longer a surgeon is he is got a fear of blood. So he's a doctor that's got a fear of blood. Very, very cool.
Wow.
It's a cool show, man. And the acting in it's very good. One of the guys from the IT crowd makes an appearance. The first episode's hilarious. This old guy comes in and he's developed breasts and
moobs.
Wow. Gynomastiomas or something like that.
Moobs.
Gynomastoma.
You can call them whatever you want. They're still like moobs to me.
But anyway, the guy grew boobs.
Man cleavage.
To find out that the cause of it, his wife was using this estrogen cream as a lubricant. And so...
Oh, Lord.
You
know,
wow.
Yeah. And then... But here's the twist.
That's twisted already.
No, here's the twist. A little bit later, a young guy, like a surfer... comes in and he's developed moves as well, so kind of. it's a soap opera.
I got boobs.
It's pretty good. I liked it. Dude. I liked it. And then
what's on your front?
So on Facebook this week, I posted the, you know, hey, what do you guys like to watch? And of course, Dennis Green says, you know, you've already talked about Robin Hood, but he said the last season is just so good, and I'm like, yeah, you're right, it is. It's awesome. The whole, I'm looking forward to the next season. There's another season after that there's four seasons so far, four series, as they call it there. He mentioned, a few shows that we've talked about before, like Being Human, which is the werewolf, the ghost, and the vampire.
Well, that sounds like the start to a bad joke.
Yeah, it does.
The werewolf, the ghost, and the vampire walk into a bar.
That's exactly what happens. We talked a little bit about that. What other shows do you guys watch?
Well, Torchwood.
Torchwood. Torchwood was a big one.
Yeah.
And that's a spinoff of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
But you don't have to watch Doctor Who to get Torchwood.
No. In fact, they reveal their little secrets. If you've already watched Doctor Who, you kind of already have one of the little secrets that they have in there before they reveal it to the viewing crowd. So
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
So they tie him in a little bit, very loosely, but not enough that you have to watch one to watch the other.
There's one character who's a crossover from both shows, and then you see the entire cast of Torchwood on a couple episodes of Doctor Who, or The World is in Danger, blah, blah, blah. But cool. Yeah. And True Blood, we just finished the second season of that. Holy mother.
But True Blood is that BBC?
No,
that's HBO.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten through the first season.
You start developing a taste for blood. It's weird.
Or what's it called on True Blood? Oh, it's called True Blood.
Yes, True Blood, yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't make that, so you have to actually get them live subjects.
No, they sort of do. It's like Cherry Pop, and it's $25 for a 4-pack, and you buy it at Hot Topic.
That is redonkulous. That is dumb.
You've got this sea of Twilight crap, and in the middle you'll find True Blood.
Wow. Is it syrupy?
I don't know. I'm not going to spend $25 on a 4-pack.
$25.
That's $6.75 a bottle.
I don't even pay that for beer at a bar.
Is there alcohol in it?
That's right. I did that in my head.
No, it's.
I have to put my own in.
If any of the listeners would like to pool their resources and buy us some, we'd be more than happy to sample it.
And we will actually talk about who brought it to us and everything.
Yeah. Now, Dan, you brought us something to sample tonight. Real British tea.
British tea. It's called PG Tips. If anybody would like a cup, I can.
I would like a spot of tea. I would like a spot of tea. Everybody, you know what? On that Doc Martin, everybody gets pissed off because Doc Martin kicks them out of the shop before they get their tea.
Doc Martin shoes.
Thank you, sir.
Well, no, but that's what I thought the first time I saw it. Like his first name is Martin, and he doesn't like to be called Doc Martin.
Oh, God, that's good.
Cool. British tea.
Tea.
Kevin, it's good for you.
Oh, did you have another cup over there?
I believe
the
proper term is cuppa.
Thermos cup. I don't say thermos. Bright anymore?
Right.
Can you tell me why?
Because of Red Dwarf.
Exactly.
Fuck my thermos.
That was not a Bagok moment.
Second Bagok.
No, that was it was suck my thermos.
That's not what it sounded like.
Say it again.
I'm pretty sure.
Three times fast.
Yeah, no. No, that's okay.
Dwayne Dibley.
Oh.
If you want sweetener, I've got sweetener.
Wow. That's downright tasty.
That is damn good.
Yeah, that is about as British as it gets.
Yeah.
Well, of course, aside from The Office.
Nice. So another, The Office is obviously a British import. Yeah, Ricky Gervais. But another channel that shows a lot of British TV is Iowa Public Television.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they have a lot of the classics, and two of my favorites are You Being Served, and the show I can never remember the name of. I remember Coffee the Towers? Lady's name. No, her name is Hyacinth.
Keeping Up Appearances.
Keeping Up Appearances.
Yes.
I love that show, and her husband is such... Well, he's a pushover, really. But he puts up with her... The Jews! And it's just a great show.
Yeah, and that's right. I've given up.
The bouquets.
I will edit later.
There will be severe editing.
Yeah.
Fuck. The Jews.
Cock and balls.
Guys are all
The Jews. The Jews.
Feck. Feck. Flopping.
Yeah, that might have got masked.
But, you know... She does things on that show like their last name is Bucket and it's spelled B-U-C-K-E-T, but she makes everybody pronounce it Bouquet.
The lady of the house.
Yes.
Nice.
And they have candlelight suppers. Oh yeah, and Are You Being Served is probably one of my favorite shows of all time. I love that show. And
I watched some of that myself just the other day. Are You Being Served?
Oh yeah.
The one in the department store.
Yeah,
Grace Brothers.
I think my parents used to watch it, so yeah. I kind of had to watch it too. So
yeah,
it's kind of funny. Is it from the 70s?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
77, I believe, maybe even earlier. I'm
and
not sure.
The guy that plays, what the hell is his name? The bald guy. The store, the head of the store,
Mr. Rumbold.
Yes. He's actually still alive.
Good one.
I told you, I've been watching it.
He's still alive. And the last, when Iowa Public Television did their fundraising drive this last year, he was in Iowa.
They're doing it
on
now.
The show.
They're doing it going
now. No, last year's.
Wow. Yeah.
Right.
Did they wheel him up there?
God, no, he's walking and everything. I mean, it's amazing.
He's one of the last
and
few
everything?
Because
I think it's all the
Slocum passed away about a year ago.
Yep. I think it's all the spotted dick they eat over there.
It is.
No, it's the tea.
Eating dick with spots on it.
I can't remember my first spotted dick, but
I got a can of it up in the cupboard upstairs.
Lovely.
Is the date expired or no?
Oh, that should replace the
treat.
Did
you call the
then?
Place and they said that was okay? You can actually eat
it's dead.
It's dead.
It's dead. Spotted What's... dick is dead.
That should replace the treat for the Christmas rotation.
Yeah, it should. But no, the treat's too much fun. It should be an addition to the treat.
Oh, there you go. I like that.
Off-brand spam. There's.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nothing
spam,
better.
Spam, 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 spam,
spam, spam, spam, spam, and eggs, spam, and spam. Oh, don't look, spam.
So there's a restaurant around the corner from my house, which I hear is really good, The Londoner. It's a real London pub.
There's a lot of buzz going on about that.
They're talking, they got bangers and mash, which I had to explain to my wife is sausage and potatoes.
Yep. Bangers are the sausage. And
yeah. Because they look like bangers. Think about it.
The British love their sausages.
Fish and chips. So.
Which is actually not chips.
Nope.
No.
It's fries.
It's something
fries. With vinegar and salt.
Is that in the old battery place?
Yeah. It's right around the corner from my house.
Chips are the wrong shape and they're just awful.
I did not realize
about
that.
About 3 blocks away, 4 blocks away.
Don't they have like a big flag?
Yeah.
Hanging off that?
They did. So. Somebody probably stole it. My neighborhood, you never know. You can't. People walk away with vans.
They don't walk away with them.
You're not still bitter, are you, Chad?
Strap that sucker on his back and walk away.
It was a pretty
the Jews.
Van, too. It's not like it was brand new.
No.
Did it have an engine or gears in it or anything?
Oh, dude, you haven't heard
when
the story?
It came
no,
back.
I haven't heard the story.
Right. Wow. So, like,
walked
God,
away
do you
with
still
your
have
van?
Pictures?
Yeah, I get pictures. I'll
oh,
post
God,
one.
You got to show the pictures.
Well, if we're going to talk about British stuff today, then maybe we should say that his van got nicked.
Yes,
no,
my van got nicked.
No, the lorry.
That's right.
The lorry got nicked.
Yes,
the lorry
got
did.
Nicked.
I never truly understood.
From the motorway. The lorry got nicked from the motorway.
No, it got nicked from in front of my house.
I never truly understood what stripped meant until I saw his van. I mean, stripped just is a... It's a term until you
it had
actually
a steering
see a
wheel
stripped vehicle.
And gauges.
There are places in town that can show you what stripped means.
No.
Good places.
Not that happy
this
places.
Had, I don't pay this much. Got this stripped captain's more chairs, than Lumberyard or Woody's, man.
They took the rugs.
Upholstery?
They took the upholstery. They took
down to the metal.
They took everything
left
down to the
some
metal.
Hooks and wires.
They left gauges and a steering wheel. And they left the two actuators for the back door, for the rear end of it. They left the two actuators. It had, they took the alloy wheels, but they put some junk wheels on it.
Did they leave the doors?
It had doors. It did have doors.
Should I tell them about how you got it home when they found it?
Go ahead.
You strapped a lawn chair.
Yeah, I tied the lawn chair to the
floor.
Holes where the bolts were.
I tied it
through the floor bolts. The cop said you can drive it home, but that's it. So I drove it home, and we sat here and cried every time we looked out the door.
No.
It was like a family member lost.
Did you have insurance?
But it came
funny story on
back.
That, Corey.
Okay, then.
Without
we
any
had just
skin.
Bought a Hyundai Sonata a month or so before, and my laptop probably just crashed, so those of you watching the stream, it probably just died. Anyway, I had, what was I just saying?
I had just gotten
a Hyundai Sonata. Damn, I swear to God.
From me, incidentally.
Yeah, from Corey. I bought it from Corey.
Large Mountain Dew. Medium Mountain Dew.
Anyway, so we just bought this Hyundai Sonata and put full coverage on that and put liability only on the van.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah, that's what happened there.
Why? Who's Mrs. Doyle?
That would be Dan's friend, lady friend.
And why is she telling us to shut up? That's counterproductive to a radio show.
I think she was. I think she was. Shut up, as in like, ha ha ha, shut up.
Oh, okay. No, I think she actually means it.
I think it's a British thing.
Really?
Shut up. Which show did they say that? I mean, obviously, almost every show.
Yeah. Shut up.
Shut up.
Oh, it's from Blackadder.
Crazy. You know what? Yes. Let's get the stream back online. Let's take a quick break. While we do that, I'm going to play. It's going to be an opportunity to play some Wild Nept. Beer, Woo! My Wild. No! What's that one you want to be play?
Big Strong Man.
Screw beer. Big Strong Man by Wild Nept.
That's alcohol abuse.
Playing it now.
We've gone straight to weird.
Yeah. Anybody here not know how Big Strong Man goes? Okay. This is a sing-along I say, and the chorus I say, he was my brother Sylvester. All the women shout.
What's he got?
I say a row of 40 medals on his chest. All the men shout.
Big chest!
Big chest. Maybe it's a little one.
Let's practice that, because I think the men need some help.
I think the men are all drunk.
He was my brother, Sylvest. Row of 40 medals on his chest.
Perfect. That was sweet, man.
All right. If the women are louder than the men buy the women a beer. If the men are louder than the women buy the man a beer. And if it's a tie,
never happens.
The crowd buys the band a beer.
We're pretty thirsty.
It has never happened before. I don't think you have anything to worry about. All right. Have you heard about the big strong man? He lives in a caravan. Have you heard about the Jesse Johnson fights? I'm learning with a hell of a fight. You can take all the heavyweights you got.
What you got?
We got a lot to invade the whole lot. He used to work here as a doorman. Now he's off to fight George Foreman. That's my brother, Sylvester. A row of 40 medals on his chest. He killed 50 vermin in the West. He knows no rest.
Figure the man. Hell's fire. Don't push. Don't shove. Better run for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg.
Please,
and a punch that would take a battleship.
Big ship.
It takes all the Navy in the West. Knock the wind from Sylvester. Yay! Thought he'd take a trip to Italy. And he thought that he'd go by sea. So he jumped off the harbor in New York.
Boy.
And swam like a man from Cork. He saw the Lusitania in distress.
What'd he do?
He shoved the Lusitania up in stress. Then he drank all the water in the sea.
Ba-da-da.
And he walked all the way to Italy. He was my brother, Sylvester. A row of 40 medals on his chest. He killed 50 vermin in the West. He knows no rest.
Bigger than man, hell's fire. Don't push, don't shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg.
Ladies,
and a bunch that would sink a battleship.
Big ship.
It takes all the Navy in the West. Knock the wind from Sylvester. Yay! Thought he'd take
take a trip to old Japan, and he thought he'd take a big brass band. He played all the instruments he got. Ha! Oh, Lord, he played the whole lot. Now the church bell will ring,
ding dong,
and the church choir will sing.
Wow.
And everyone will give their best to the big strong man, Sylvester. He was my brother, Sylvester. A roll of 40 medals on his chest. He killed 50 Mormon in the West. He knows no rest.
Think of the man, hell's fire, don't push, don't shove. Plenty room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg, and a flush that would sink a battleship. It takes all the Navy in the West to pull the bra off Bay West. He was my brother, Sylvester. A roll of 40 medals on his chest. He killed 50 Mormon in the West. He knows no rest.
Think of the man, hell's fire, don't push, don't shove. Plenty room for you and me.
Back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mops, and he invented a wonderful drink, and he made it out of hops.
Hey,
he must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer. So all you lads and lasses, at 11 o'clock you stop. For 5 short seconds, remember Charlie Mops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey! He must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king. And to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. And Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer.
A barrel of malt, a bushel of hops, you stir it around with a stick. The kind of lubrication to make your engine tick. 40 pints of wallop a day will keep away the quacks. It's only 8 pence, a penny, and 1 and 6 in tax. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey! He must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king. And to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. The Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer. Beer, beer, tiddly beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. The Lord bless Charlie Mops.
Welcome back again. Thank you, Wild Neff. Buy their stuff. And,
coupling, very good show. Four series of coupling. Happy green,
you
purple,
the live
blue,
feed.
And pink.
You would have caught that.
Yeah. Because wow. it was funny.
Yeah,
it had to be there. And then something about Corey's crotch,
and rubbing Dan's back.
Dan's back.
And yes,
and the size of my
package.
Stuff.
Webcams can be funny things.
The cat on my lap and the snake in my pocket.
Actually, we should hook this up to chat roulette or something.
Yeah, there we go. The Can Man Show chat roulette.
Let's not do that.
Oh,
do they do they do sound on chat roulette, or is it just video?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they,
sweet, hook us up. Put
the Jews.
Got a webcam. Oh, there's another big lock.
Okay, welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Thanks to Wild Depth and Watch Coupling. And
Hell.
Funny to us.
Now we're all going to hell, and I'm driving the bus.
Where are we going, and why are we in this handbag?
The Lord. Anyway.
Wow.
So,
insert dead air here. Here.
I love awkward breaks on web radio.
That's good stuff. So, hi, Hot Rods 1970s. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hello.
It's on the feed.
Yeah,
anyway, Kevin's
right
looking
there.
Like, what are you doing?
So, chat roulette.
Welcome back to the show. What is this chat roulette thing that I've heard so much about?
Well, do you like looking at other people's penises?
Yes.
Or do you like to show? Or do you like to show your penis?
No,
to other
I was
people.
Telling you for chat. I wasn't answering. Everybody knows that about me.
Because if you do, chat roulette is a way to go. Apparently, one out of every four people on there are showing their wang to their webcam.
So here's the thing, though.
Who's a good penis?
Have you guys ever seen the movie? I haven't even seen the movie. I can't think of the title. It's got Ryan Reynolds in it.
Good segment.
Served. Something about being served. Serving.
Waiting.
Yeah, waiting. That's it. Waiting.
No.
Is that the game that they're playing? Where
the game. Yeah.
They try and catch them in the worst spot with, their pants
down. They pull the pants down and do the goat thing.
Yeah.
Whatever they call it.
Yeah. Well, they do the old penis origami. Impression.
Yeah, penis yeah. origami.
Yeah. Batwing. Can... Do the batwing.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
You want to do some penis origami on a chair roulette or what?
Guys squirming let's, in their chairs right now.
Let's do that. Penis origami.
Yeah.
Mine's not big enough to do penis origami.
I think it was on HBO once.
Guy who did look, a balloon.
Penis origami.
Yeah.
I think he did the snail, and then I was
does that
like,
make you balloon
turn
boy?
This crap off.
It was on Real Sex, I think.
What?
Yeah, I think it was.
The one episode of Real Sex that they played all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, there's my brother. Hi, Todd. Todd does penis impressions.
Penis origami?
No, he does impressions
balloon
of penises.
Animals.
No, he's just a dick.
Okay.
I love you, Todd. And you can love Todd too for $9.99.
But it's been on like all the TV shows.
All the Canfields are available for $9.99.
And Tosh.0 and everything.
$16.95 special for both.
Yeah.
We were
in this economy. You can't say no to many.
It says it's
going to
be the next Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Chat roulette.
I don't think next so. Facebook. It's awfully limited.
Sure. Sure, it will.
If you like penis, it'll
but
be the next
penis
Facebook.
Profile photo.
It'll be the next penis version of Facebook, or at least Twitter.
Yeah. There's a, I can't remember if it's like Lifehacker or one of those blogs. I might have been Boing Boing. Did a top 5 chat roulette videos, and one of them's like a sock puppet. Right? So the sock puppet, you switched, the screen switches on, the sock puppet pops up, looks around, goes, and then clicks next.
Oh,
that's awesome.
The whole idea behind it is that it puts two people together and their sound, and you can type on it as well. Yeah. And then if as soon as you're done with looking at the other person, either of you can hit next button.
Yep. Yep. So, now, did you read the story about who developed it? It was some 16-year-old Russian kid.
Yep.
Wow.
And that's the word roulette.
Roulette. Nice.
What's the actually, Russian roulette's not a Russian word. You know
I know, but there was the game called Russian Roulette.
There's also a game called Roulette.
Roulette's French, isn't it?
I believe so.
Wow.
From the German Roulette. Meaning spinning ball on spinning disc.
Yeah. Discus
with bumps.
Roulette.
No, after the show, we'll have to show you some chat roulette. Not actual chat roulette, but videos and stuff of it.
Yes! Yes.
Yeah. Well, you could do actual chat roulette. You know, it'd be like...
Let's do chat roulette after this.
It'd be like a cross between...
We need a little bit of fire and ice for that, Chad.
It can be like a cross between Cinemax and Meatspin, depending on...
Do not go to meatspin.com.
No.
No.
Dan will tell you about the tan lines.
Why the hell? Why would you even bring that up?
Under no circumstances should you go to www.meatspin.com right now in the chat room.
Okay, so... Todd says he's $10.99.
No, higher.
Oh, yeah, higher.
We went there, baby. I'm sorry.
Yes, hi. We went there. Ryan and Lori want to know if we are wearing our kilts on Wednesday. You don't have a kilt.
I don't even have a kilt.
Are you wearing your kilt?
I don't have a kilt yet.
I have an interview with St. Luke's on Wednesday, so yeah, probably.
You should wear
your
kilt. Cool. You have a kilt?
I don't have a kilt, and if I did, I wouldn't wear underwear underneath it, so I'm thinking about just going
pantsless. So you'd be able to get out of your job interview and just hop right down to...
You know, I could get out of my job interview, no problem.
We could have...
Just don't show.
Well,
don't get the job.
Take this job.
And if I get that job, working at St. Luke's is awesome because you get free amputations and free reattachments. I mean, how can you pass that up?
Very true.
Can you exchange with other people so you can have, like, somebody...
No exchanges,
leg.
No refunds.
Imagine
refund.
If John Wayne Bobbitt worked there.
Excuse me, my wife was wondering...
He can have chat room roulette by holding it up.
My daughter keeps asking me, is that true, Dad? Can you get free amputations, Dad?
To answer your question about the kilt, Lori, I will be maybe wearing my kilt. It depends on the weather. If it's really, really cold in the morning, I will be wearing it with pants on, I guess, or
if
shorts.
If Chad wasn't wearing it, I'd ask him to borrow it, but I don't think it would fit.
No, it wouldn't fit you. You're way
well, you could safety pin it in the back.
Chad and Kevin are able to block the sun.
Yeah, shut up. But anyway, my brother says we need to keep our pants on.
I wish that face could travel through podcast.
Wow.
That was
as close to angry as I've seen Kevin in a long time.
Oh, I've seen Kevin really upset.
Oh, Kevin,
you
smash!
You were starting to get that way last night when the Sony thing wouldn't connect.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
He's hitting up.
Well, no, it was my child.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Your child on top of that?
Like, yeah, I asked my wife, what's the matter? What's the matter?
I have a splitting headache. I'm like, shy, your kid won't go to sleep.
Yeah.
That was the quote.
Okay. All right.
How's that my problem, dear?
Well,
shut up.
Your let's get kid. The Sony working. Let's get the PS3 going. All right.
Yep. So, did you reboot the router?
Into the world of dreams.
Did you turn it off and on?
Yeah, just did you turn it on and off again?
Yeah.
Is it plugged in?
Do you have it on?
Yeah. Anyway, so, okay, we're paying too much attention to the chat room. Anyway, so, back to the show. What are you guys doing for St. Patrick's Day?
Haven't figured it out yet. May go out, may stay with the fam and do some
chores.
Some Rubens.
Any more tea?
I'm out.
Rubens, you're out?
Yeah, I'll bring some next time.
Yeah.
He
asked you a question, you gave an answer, and he completely ignored you.
I did, I completely ignored
you. You are just
you.
Like my wife.
And then like 4 seconds later he goes,
husband,
oh, Rubens?
Sorry, you are just like my husband.
Oh, yeah. I am scatterbrained. I gotta tell you.
Mountain Dew.
I'm in a large Mountain Dew and a medium Mountain Dew.
And a medium Mountain Dew.
Wait, no, strike that.
He isn't getting his Diet Pepsi.
That
I'm
part,
getting
right?
two dudes.
I want a lot of Mountain Dew, yes.
Do the
did.
Dude.
Yeah, otherwise, I'm doing a callback to something no one heard.
Nice. Sir, yeah. This is the drive-up pharmacy window.
Go, yeah, sure, I'll take a Mountain Dew. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have the McDLT?
So do you guys drink a lot on St. Patrick's Day, or is it just me?
Stuff?
On
occasion.
That's one of my 3 days.
Yeah? The 3 days you do drink.
Yeah.
Guinness. Black and tan.
Bud Light, I don't care. It's got alcohol in it, I'll drink it.
Really?
Yeah.
I stick to Guinness usually.
I've got my birthday party, I've got New Year's Eve, and I've got the Holy Day.
The Holy Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. How about Halloween?
That is my birthday.
Halloween's
my birthday
not really
party.
A drinking holiday as much as it's...
Yeah. You've clearly never been to my Halloween
party. No, I've always wanted to come to your Halloween party.
You really should. It's great fun. This year, everyone is being tasked to come as their favorite zombie. So if you wanted to be Darth Vader, you'd have to be an undead version of Darth Vader. And then at some point during the night when we're all drunk enough, we're going to go wandering the streets and make other people zombies.
Do you have to bite them?
No, we're going to bring makeup kits with us.
It's
so
you
know,
want to.
Fighting's optional.
I follow one of the speaking of Twitter, I follow one of the Xbox Live guys on Twitter.
Major Nelson?
Well, no, one of his colleagues is named Stepto.
Okay.
That's his gamer tag. Anyway, he's a big fan of zombies and he's a big fan of bacon. Mm-hmm. So he tweeted the other day and he said something about bacon and something about zombies and how I had it in my head until I started talking about this and now I can't.
Good story. Good story, Corey.
Follow him and you can learn about zombies and bacon.
So basically it was something like, you know, bacon is the greatest thing ever. And zombies are the greatest thing ever. Therefore, zombies must be made out of bacon.
Nice. Just in the back. You want the flank area?
That is,
the flank area.
So we're gonna
jerky
a zombie.
It'll be great.
A little gritty when you start getting into the.
That's fuzzy logic, I think, is what they call it. That an old Saturday Night Live skit was. God is love, but love is blind. Ray Charles is blind, so
Ray Charles
must
is
be
God.
Oh.
I think that was Rich Hall that did that. That's
very funny.
Yeah.
No, we should think about going on one of those zombie walks. I think they got one in Iowa City.
They do, but
they
never
really?
Announce it until
they call it the Ped Mall.
They catch it on the news. It's been at the Ped Mall.
Well, then why don't we organize one for this summer?
We should just do
I think
zombie
we
walk.
Find out about it
we could
like
do
the
it
day
in
after
association
that
with River Renaissance or something.
We could
raise
we
money
could.
For something.
Well, speaking of raising money for stuff and things for stuff, I don't think we talked about Games for Troops yet.
Not yet.
Let's talk about it. We're the media sponsor for Central Corridor Gamers raising. Well, if you got. Well, just take
raising
it over. Take it over.
Mountain Dews.
Mountain
and
Dews.
And Diet Pepsis.
Yes, no. Talk about it, Dan. So tell everybody about this Games for Troops.
Games
thing.
For Troops is moving forward. And actually, we've got donation boxes placed at Video Games East and West in Cedar Rapids.
That's video games, et cetera.
Video games, et cetera.
Et cetera.
That's right.
Just a game?
I don't think so. Okay. They are not sponsoring the cast, but they are my sponsors, so I take care of them. Video Games East and West in Cedar Rapids, Video Games, et cetera, in Coralville, and Alter Ego Comics out in Marion has a box that already has stuff in it.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Yep.
Alter Ego, that's the perfect place to donate stuff, too, and pick up this week's issue of whatever you're reading currently.
Mm-hmm.
Fail.
Water bottle.
Epic fail.
It was out of my way.
So if you're interested in finding out more about Games for Troops, you can actually visit our website, ccgamers.org.
Yep.
You can follow
links
Central Corridor Gamers.
Too.
Yep, thecanmanshow.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at ccgamersorg.
So what's some good ideas to put in your box?
Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, that was perfect.
That was priceless. You gonna make me answer that honestly?
That's like putting gauze in front of a semi going, come on through.
Well, man. Some of that stuff that you traded in for your PS3 probably could have gone into a box.
Video games? I'll put my credit slip in.
You want
in.
Video games in there, too?
I want, they've got video game systems. Actually, I just watched The Hurt Locker on Friday night.
Yeah.
And they would go from one scene of war to a video game scene of war. So the guys really just kind of...
So if you, it's not just, that it's that just not collectible though, right? Card games that you want.
That's right.
It's,
if you've got
it's video games.
Xbox discs, Xbox 360 discs.
Xboxes are big in the military.
I've heard Viva Pinata is in very high demand in Afghanistan right now. God, the whole room is silent.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, I just traded that off. Damn. So what, I grow a heroin poppy to get the crazy...
I've never played it. I just thought it would be funny, and it went the exact opposite way.
I hate to say that I have, so I'm like trying to...
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Wow.
The Jews. We don't have those segues on a podcast.
I just don't know. It's like I said a racial slur. Everyone just went,
how dare you?
So anyway,
how dare you?
Let's talk about death next, because that seems appropriate. Or the Jews.
What? Games for Troops does not sponsor condone any actions spoken about.
Wow.
So you're going to see a Viva Pinata in one of your boxes.
Oh my God. Thanks.
Viva Pinata in his box. What else can we put in your
box?
I'm
going to go to the place that I sold that off to, buy it back, and then stick it in that box. How about that?
Okay, fine, Kevin. Yeah, we'll see if that goes.
No Jews, though.
Look, there's a chopped up Jew in my box. What do I do with that?
He didn't mention anything about hurting the Jew. You said a chopped up Jew.
I don't know why. You gotta fit it in the box.
And even that didn't shock everyone to silence, like Viva Pinata. Yeah.
Where's Jamie? I need a hit off of his blue cigarette.
The Viva Pinata thing bombed, but we're just keeping this Jew thing rolling.
Oh my God!
The Pinatas are not offensive.
Will not be blamed for this. Speaking of show business.
No business.
That was a good segue,
like.
Jewish.
So, anyway. Games for Troops, card games, miniatures, video games, video game accessories, etc. So, moving on from the Jew and into Chad's subject.
There's this movie that I had a small little itty-bitty part in called Splatter. It's that paintball movie. It will be premiering April 9th at the Cedar Rapids Film Festival. I'm hoping to talk to Eric. He's probably going to hear this before I ask him. Eric, and see if we can get the director, Lonnie, and the producer, Bruce, on here to see if maybe we can get those guys in studio to talk a little bit about the movie before then. So we got a couple weeks yet. But April 9th at the Cedar Rapids Film Festival, which will be at Collins Road Cinemas. There'll be a couple showings of the movie, and you guys will have to come check it out. It's called Splatter. It's not porn or...
Chopped up Jews in a box.
It's not a horror movie.
That's the only way you get them in there, though. I mean, if you try to put them in there when they're alive, they're
talking about in the box, or are you talking about in the movie theater? Because it's wrong either way.
Well, it's wrong either way. I mean, okay, don't dismember any Jews this week.
No.
You know what? Gentiles, that's fine, but no Jews, damn it.
Await the next podcast and we'll give you further instructions, but until then, no dismemberment.
Wow.
Send your hate mail to Corey at sitenation.com.
The Oz. Yeah.
No, C-O-R-Y. Is it Corey at site or Oz at sitenation?
Actually, either one.
Oz at sitenation.com.
The gay one.
Or Corey at frightmareforest.com will get to them too, I think. It'll actually probably come to me. I don't know. I still get all the frightmareforest emails. Anyway, so...
So anyway, we're gonna move on to some safer ground.
So we can move on away from Corey's.
So Chad got his Hello Kitty lunchbox this week.
No, I didn't.
You totally did.
No,
dude, I saw it on the counter.
Did it come with a Hello Kitty dildo? Like
not Jenny like has? Jenny's.
Oh, okay. Oh, Kevin flashed
Hello
a look.
Kitty has a what?
Enough said.
Yeah, they do.
It's
It's that word that he said is exactly what
Japanese,
they have.
What do you expect?
And it's got little Hello Kitties on it.
Oh, you weren't here that episode.
He doesn't listen to the show, Chad. You told us that.
Yeah, well, I thought he was here when they were talking, when Jenny was here.
No, I was here to replace Kevin.
Yep.
And
oh, yeah.
He sat in Kevin's chair, and then I made something about a plague. And
it was you,
nobody
Jenny.
Nobody thought it was funny.
Okay, got it.
That was a Dantastic episode.
It was. It was the Dantastic episode.
I think
episode.
It was Dantacular, actually.
Dantastic-killer.
Not Dantescular.
Dantesticular.
No, we're not drunk. We keep getting asked if we're drunk.
We're not drunk.
No, we're not drunk. We're perfectly sober.
But I got to tell you guys, it may be after St. Patrick's Day before this episode gets online. Because
The Jews.
Can we begawk out the word Jew, please?
I don't think that's fair.
That would be so awesome. There was one time when I was on the show and we decided
brothers,
to do...
They need to get their representation.
See, we decided to do a Jimmy Kimmel style unnecessary censorship. And that was probably one of the most hilarious bits that I have ever done on the show.
If
only we'd practiced it.
Everything that Corey Osborne says on today's show, I'm going to make it an unnecessary censorship. So if you've listened to it to this point and wonder why all the bagocks were there...
It's because of the Jews.
Are you doing your Mel Gibson impersonation back there?
Yes. Oh. Just call me Mel.
Instead of saying begog, it'll be him saying the Jews. So every time there's a curse, it'll be the Jews.
Boy.
Get him. Oh, that's so perfect.
The Jews.
Right. Okay. Okay, let's get you doing it one more time.
The Jews.
Perfect.
Isolated. Very nice.
Nice isolation. It's where you're
going to
be later.
Lift.
Yeah, good stuff.
Oh, my God.
You roofied the TV.
The candy
you did. You drugged us, man.
You gave us roofling.
Roofies?
That would you.
What was the name of that tea again?
Speaking to someone that has a little experience with those, no, those don't make you happy. They just make you sleepy.
The IT crowd, where the guy put.
They
should have
called
them
Flories.
That was awesome.
What?
That was a hilarious episode.
Oh, I've got to find that.
The Can Man Show, where there's nothing but good Christian family fun.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Let's not deny the Jews.
Good God.
Sorry. We've already covered this. I thought we were excited.
Wow. Horse.
Yeah.
Beating.
The whores. The beatings will continue until morale improves.
Two big clothes whores. I think that's horses. I'm sorry, but I don't think horses is the plural for whore.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. This just went way off the rails.
That's what Mrs. Doyle just said, in fact.
This is like the Titanic combined with the Hindenburg. Combined with World War One.
Uh-oh. Went straight to crap.
I wouldn't say it's crap. I can't
even take all the blame. It was his fault. It was the other core.
Cover Winkler and Can Man Shows.
Oh, by the way, before we end the show, I'd like to say daylight savings time is a bad idea. Yeah. They need to pick a time and stick with it, damn it. I'm tired of my wake-up time changing every 4 months.
You're not just
it's
tired?
It's very annoying.
I'm just tired. Maybe that's what's
wrong
tonight.
I think that's
tonight.
What it is. I think daylight savings screwed us over.
It's trying to cause us disorientation.
Screwed us over, bent us over.
Yes.
Because it's like, it says 8:20 something
chopped
on my,
us up
my
into
thing,
bits,
but it's only 7:20 something.
Yes. Oh, God.
Yeah, that extra hour of time, you know.
Spring ahead.
You know who came up? You know who came up with that?
Benjamin Franklin.
The Jews.
On that note,
okay,
we're going to end the show.
Ah, the Can Man Show. Come for the comedy, stay for the anti-Semitism.
You need to make that a tagline on your.
Okay. Ugly Mrs. Finn by the Wild Net People. Buy their music, play their music, enjoy.
Thanks for this, guys. And pay full retail.
We love you.
One cold March morning across the miller's moor, my shepherd dog Clancy on a distasteful chore. My mother sent me out with some soup for Mrs. Fenn, whose husband fell on his dickie and couldn't get up again. St. Patrick, lead me to the gate, St. Peter, let me in, for I don't want to see the face of ugly Mrs. Fenn. She comes from France and she wears pants and smells like fishermen. St. Patrick, lead me to the gate, St. Peter, let me in.
I knocked three times and Mrs. Fenn opened up the door. A nasty, uglier hag I had never seen before. She had hairy moles and blackened teeth and weighed 900 pounds. Poor Clancy took one look at her and fell dead on the ground. St. Patrick, lead me to the gate, St. Peter, let me in. For I don't want to see the face of ugly Mrs. Fenn. She drinks from kegs, has hairy legs, and a hideous devil's grin. St. Patrick, lead me to the gate, St. Peter, let me in. She took the soup from me hands and bid me to come in. It might make me husband smile if you paid your respects to him. So I took off me cap and coat and walked over to his bed. He whispered to me, "Closer, lad," and this is what he said. St. Patrick, lead me to the gate, St. Peter, let me in. For I can't stand another day living with Mrs. Fenn. Me, I'll look as if he nary a stimmy's me drunken wedding friend. St. Patrick, lead me to the gate, St. Peter, let me in. I felt so sorry for the man, I started in to cry. I reached into me pocket for me traveller or I. We drank and we cried together till our eyes were red and sore. We got so drunk that we couldn't see her ugly face no more. St. Patrick, lead me to the gate, St. Peter, let me in. For I don't want to see the face of ugly Mrs. Fenn. St. Patrick, lead me to the gate, St. Peter, let me in. For I don't want to see the face of ugly Mrs. Fenn.
Ah, she's ugly.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man! Can Man Show!
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man, don't you know? Download it on iTunes, that'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat? There we go.
Bacock!
Yeah!